The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Now, News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us to answer all of your tech questions. You can text us 53106 at a cost of 30 cents. But before we get to the questions, we're going to look at some back to school tech. And this week we are looking at phones. And I have to say, Jess, I despair every time I think about purchasing a new phone and just surrender because of the complexity. So if you're doing it for a parent of a child getting them ready for school, what do you take into consideration?
Well, very often, I think parents are dictated to by the budget, because you don't want to go spending €1,000 on an iPhone for a student that's either going to fall out of a backpack, that's going to be left in a lecture theatre, on the back of a bus, any of that. Nobody has time for that. So what we're looking at are budget devices that are not going to break the bank, are very durable, so hopefully they're not going to break, but also they do what the student wants it to do. So it'll have a good camera, it'll have an excellent battery life, and as I said, it won't break the bank. That's the big one for me. So what we're looking at today, I've been scouring around looking for the best deals. Everybody has deals at the moment. There are so many offers on everything, but my advice is always, don't just go into a store and buy the shiniest one or the one with a special offer flag on it, whatever it is. Do your research. I've done my research and I found two devices that are on offer from Tesco Mobile at the moment. And Tesco Mobile is a network that kind of sails beneath the radar a little bit. It's not one of the flagships like Vodafone or Three, but they have excellent offers. So it's a prepay offer of £15 a month and you get your calls, texts and 15 gigs of data. But if you register with your club card, you get 30 gigs of data instead.
And that's per month?
That's, yeah. It's a lot of data.
A fair chunk of data, isn't it?
It is. But if you're a young person, Anton, and you and I don't think...
Jess, we still are.
Okay, cool. as young people, we know that we eat through our data
exactly,
like there's no tomorrow.
What with the Snapchat and so forth.
Oh, Anton, please. Moving on. The two devices we have are budget devices. The first one here, and I have it in the studio so you can see it, it doesn't look like a budget device at all. This is the Samsung Galaxy A12, and it's available at the moment for $139.99. And why I love this and why I think it's the perfect phone for either students or for anyone looking for a basic device, it has a 6.5-inch display. It has multiple cameras on the back because you can never have too many cameras. There's a 48-megapixel, 5-megapixel and then two 2-megapixel cameras on the back. A brilliant camera on the front for if you are doing Zoom calls, WhatsApp calls, whatever it is. A 5,000 milliamp battery, and you can extend the memory up to a terabyte. So that's a lot of tech in a very good looking phone for £140.
£140 for a terabyte of data and three cameras.
Telling you, kid, it's amazing.
Wow.
Now, if that's too much and you don't want to go there, particularly say for second level students, if you don't want to go down the route of spending over €100 on a phone, you may wonder, God, what will £50 get me? Well, not only will £50 get you, but £40 will get you the Alcatel One, which is this little phone I have here now. You'll see there's a nice little blue shell on it. It kind of looks like, you remember the old iPods? That kind of curved back, really nice finish on it.
But that's the one that's hard to cut across, Jess. It doesn't look cheap.
Oh, no.
Like, you wouldn't look at that and say that's a £40 phone. There is no, if you said that cost £400, by first glance, there's no reason you wouldn't think so.
There's no reason why. It's a 5-inch screen, which I know a lot of people prefer. Some people don't like those big, cumbersome phones, particularly if we're dealing with small hands here. Now, I'm 32 and I still have 5-year-old hands. So you do not want to have a big phone that's going to be too cumbersome and fall out. Again, in terms of the spec, we are looking at a 5-megapixel rear camera, which will take pretty good photographs. You've got 8 gigs of storage, which means it's zippy enough, it'll multitask. You've got a 2000 milliamp battery, 2-megapixel front camera, and you can extend the memory up to 32 gigs. If you are looking for a first phone for your child who is going to secondary school for the first time, you know, you just want to keep in touch with them, that sort of thing, this is the dream.
Well, that's the bit that amazed me when you were saying about it, because I would have thought the reason you give a phone to a child in school is it's effectively, it's the Matrix. It's a Nokia flip, tell me where you are, that's all you're getting. the expectation is that they get that much data, they get cameras, all of that. That's just the norm now.
Well, it's actually harder to find a phone that is the flip phone with the buttons and that you have to spend, you know, 20 quid a month and you only get 3 texts per month and all that kind of jazz. It's actually hard to find something that's that restrictive. If you want to get something that's on a budget that will do what you need to do without breaking the bank, as I said, there are options. And I do think things like the Tesco mobile offer of 15 quid a month, plus one of these phones that, you know, between the two of them, we're not spending more than, you know, 150 quid here on either of these devices. I would argue this is the way to go. Now, obviously, there are plenty of other options out there. I would be loath to spend, you know, 500 quid or more on a device, particularly for a student, just because they don't need it. They don't. Like, none of us need these big phones, but sure, look.
So as a reminder, the Alcatel One is $49.99 and mm-hmm. you get 32 gigs of data on it. And the Samsung Galaxy A12 is 140, was that
140 euro at the moment.
And up to it's a terabyte. On sale.
Yeah, which is huge. And again, the battery life is great. Camera is great. And as I said, I've been really impressed by them. The Samsung One in particular, I think, is a great phone, not just for students, but anyone looking for a basic smartphone.
Loads of questions coming in for you, Jess. For the attention of Jess Kelly, I just got a present of a PC Lenovo. Can I get free antivirus McAfee protection? I am over 70 and not used to PC. It's so unusual to hear the word McAfee not involved in some scandal, but it's
yes,
an actual product.
It is an actual product. And what I would recommend is that there's a brand called AVG and you can download their free antivirus software. It's completely free to do. So if you just type in AVG into Google, follow the links to download. And what that will do is it'll run a background scan and just make sure that your device is safe. But it's completely free.
And there's no catch.
There's no catch. You can upgrade it if you want. So say, for example, imagine this scenario where you work for a company or you have employees and you want to keep all of your files and data safe. You can then upgrade to protect a number of devices. But for just the average user, the free version is absolutely fine.
Hi, Jess. I have built up a massive amount of emails via Microsoft Outlook 2003. I've stored all the important ones in folders within Outlook 2003. I'm using a laptop that is 8 years old and on its last legs, and I really need to buy a new one. However, computer retailers anywhere I've checked have told me they can't transfer my old email onto a new laptop as Windows 2003 is now defunct. These emails are really important to me. Can these retailers be correct and can Jess give me any alternative? I really must preserve the old emails. Up to 3,000 emails involved. Thanks, says Andrew.
Okay. I think it can be done, but I don't think it's going to be easy. There's a few different ways you can do it. You can, first and foremost, and this is a bit time consuming now, you can opt to download all of the emails to your device. So if you hit file, open and export, and if you hit select all, again, it'll take a while, but ideally you should be able to download them all. And then when you get your new device, if you can move that download either by uploading it to the cloud or just by forwarding it on to your new device, when you have your new Outlook set up, that should do the trick. The
other, it's going to be a giant file though, isn't it?
It's going to be whopper, especially if any of those files have attachments or anything like that. It's going to be cumbersome. The other thing that you could do, and again, I don't know, because it's 3,000, just life is a bit too short, like you could just opt to forward them on to an email address, whether that's a Gmail address or something like that, where they're all stored within the cloud and do it that way. I would really urge you to consider, if you do need all 3,000 of them, if there's any way to consolidate them, maybe you could download them all as a zip file and then hoosh them across to your new device and do it that way. That could be an option as well. But unfortunately, there's no straightforward sort of magic way of doing it.
Another one, Jess, please help. I cannot get a response from the HSE helpline, which is, in case you're curious, 1-800-870-08. I need to amend my name to match my passport. The voiceover says that COVID cert is not necessary for travel. Surely that's correct. I've tried covidcertificateportal.gov.ie, put everything required in and I can't submit because it won't accept CAPTCHA and refers me to the helpline, which I can't get through to. And as you heard from Adrian Kennedy there, he's going to be talking to somebody at Lunchtime Live who waited 13 hours to get through to that.
Yeah, unfortunately, again, if I had a magic wand, I would fix it for you myself, but I can't. You don't need the COVID digital cert to travel. Yes, it's there to make things easier and to streamline it, But if you are fully vaccinated, you can either apply to get your name changed, which you're trying to do at the moment, which is going to be a bit of an ordeal, or you could get the negative PCR test and have the results of that and travel. So if you are under pressure to travel, and if you're not optimistic that this is going to turn around in time, you can go down that route. I would say just bear with the HSE helpline. I know that people are working incredibly hard because there's thousands of people looking to get their hands on these. So just do bear with it. But as I say, you don't have to have the cert to travel. Plenty of people are travelling without it. You just need to follow the steps. So you can find more information on the HSE website and it'll talk you through exactly what you need.
On the mention of the CAPTCHA, am I the only person in the world who gets a little thrill of success every time I get all the traffic lights?
Oh yeah, but I feel really sad at myself when I don't get them all. And I'm like, what do you want from me?
I get all excited and nervous beforehand. It's like all the pedestrian crossings, I can do this.
It's very sad.
I have a question for Jess Kelly. I have an old Samsung Galaxy and I need to upgrade. I am looking at offers for Samsung A42 or A71, both 5G. And I was impressed with the specs on Xiaomi Redmi Note 10 Pro. He said,
well done.
Thank you, Jess. I would like to have NFC and a radio. What does Jess advise, says Pat?
Well, finding advice that has the radio on it is pretty impossible these days. It's very, very hard to come by. A lot of people would use things like the Go Loud app that we have here, or you can use TuneIn, that type of thing. But having the sort of FM tuner type vibe on a phone is pretty much unheard of.
TuneIn's gone very clunky though, and lots of extra buy-ins and everything.
It's an awful lot. And I think that they're actually doing themselves a disservice by the amount of stuff that's on it. So something like Go Loud, you get the pre-roll and then you're into the content. And obviously you can listen to your podcast through that as well. In terms of the phone recommendations, if you want to treat yourself a little bit and go one up from the A71, I would look at the A72 because it is a fantastic phone. We had it in the studio a few weeks ago with Pat and I was blown away by it. It also is 5G enabled. The camera is incredible, as is the battery. So that would be my recommendation for you.
Another one from Mary asking, could you ask Jess to recommend a hands-free headset to use while driving?
Unfortunately, Mary, driving, I still can't do it. And so anything to do with cars is... Yeah, I can't drive.
But presumably any little Bluetooth in-ear jobby would do you grand.
There's your recommendation.
Finally, I'm
get away from my job.
Tech advisor. Hi, Anton. Will you ask Jess what she thinks of the TLC 20 Pro phone? I'm thinking of switching to it, says Steve.
Yeah, so TCL is a brilliant brand. They are most commonly known and associated with TVs and that sort of stuff. We had the TCL 20 Pro in studio a number of weeks ago. These are one of the brands that I think is going to take over from Huawei. So Huawei were dominating here in Ireland. Then they had that falling out with Google because of the US. And so there's no longer access to the Google Play services. But TCL and Oppo are two brands that I think are brilliant. And I do think the 20 Pro is very good value. It's also 5G enabled. So absolutely treat yourself.
It sounds like pretty much everything new now is 5G, is it?
Yeah, like now it's funny. There's a chip shortage, a global chip shortage, and this is causing some manufacturers to actually put out new devices that are not 5G enabled because the chipset needs to be more powerful to offer 5G. So we are going to see some devices that will still have 4G, but at this stage, I think if you are buying a new device with a view to keeping it for 18 to 24 months, you probably want to have 5G on it just to future-proof yourself a little bit. So devices like the TCL 20 Pro are absolutely worth the money.
Another one, a question for Jess. I have only ever had an iPhone. I am thinking of changing to Android as it will give more choice. However, I am concerned about security. Can Jess advise, or has she already done a podcast on this subject, says Michael.
Well, Michael, if you are concerned about privacy, you can go to you can buy a Google phone which will ensure that you have the latest versions of Android and that security is paramount. The Google Pixel 4a is one of my favorite phones of the last number of years, and it's less than €400. So that would be one to look at. Android is very privacy conscious. I know Apple has kind of been banging the drum and dominating the headlines in that regard for some time, but I am an Android user a good bit of the year, and I would highly recommend it. And as I said, if you go for a brand like either Nokia or Google that does have all of the protection updates, all of the privacy updates, then you should be completely fine.
When we finish up, Jess, can you explain to me why my camera has gone all wonky and will no longer focus on anything?
I'm actually really busy. Sorry, I have to go. Sorry.
Jess Kelly, News Talk's tech expert. Thank you so much.